This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
In his State of the Union address last night, President Trump singled out ExxonMobil and its plan to invest more than $50 billion in the U.S. over the next 5 years, which, for the record, would actually be less than what it invested the previous 5 years. Some of that new investment centers on the Permian Basin in Texas, where output has tripled in the past 3 years, from Austin Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The Permian Basin's not a new player in the oil game. This part of West Texas and New Mexico has been producing oil for more than a century. Joseph Tripke runs Infill, an oil field research firm. He's not surprised ExxonMobil says it's going to triple production here in the next 7 years. With oil prices around $65 a barrel, it's a no-brainer.
The Permian was one of the only markets in the world that was growing with oil prices $20 south of here. And so now with oil prices here, we're just seeing that push accelerate.
The Permian now produces more oil and gas than some major oil-producing countries. Carr Ingham is an economist with the Texas Alliance of Energy Producers. He says OPEC countries are no longer the single influential swing producer whose decisions drive global prices up or down.
They could ratchet up production or ratchet down production to control prices. All of that changed when the U.S. began to rapidly increase crude oil productions.
In today's market,
we're the wild card.
Fred Beach teaches energy and technology policy at the University of Texas at Austin. He argues it's now the United States that has more clout.
OPEC can exercise, to some degree, control over their members and what they do. The U.S., all bets are off, boy. It's the wild, wild west. It's free market.
And at this price point, American producers are in a leading position regardless of what OPEC does. Energy independence is still a ways off, but the U.S. government might be a bit more willing to use its new position of power to apply sanctions on oil-producing countries like Venezuela or Iran, without as much fear of shaking up the world economy. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.